Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy, Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 21st of September, and I'm calling Rob Smoky Bear. You do smell very smoky.
It was my neighbour's fault.
Yeah.
You put your clothes on the line, you don't expect your neighbour to light his little fire pit all day.
And then the wind wafts straight over the clothes.
The wind could not have been any worse for it. But anyway, I found out this morning as I entered the studio, something smells, and
ooh,
it's me.
And it's him. And we've got Joe Fonzie from KTVU, Channel 2 News in San Francisco. We're talking about the big match that was between the 49ers and the Philly Eagles.
Oh, starring our very own Jordan Mailata.
Yeah, our Australian lad. So we got that. And also, I was cheated out of winning Rock Headlines today. Cheated, I tell you.
You're that guy, aren't you, that claims cheating every time you don't win something?
Live from the Central Coast, Rock Headlines.
We love doing this. Rock Headlines, when our lovely newsreader, Emmy Mack, comes into the studio with us, leaves that newsroom, comes in here.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Emmy, hi, is the smell better in here than your newsroom?
can I say no comment?
All right, okay.
That's not
all
a fair
right.
question.
Yep. No worries. No worries. You can say no comment.
We have heard it smells like a gym.
It's a lot of testosterone in here.
All right.
Now, if people haven't heard Rock Headlines before, it's a very easy concept, isn't it?
It is a very easy concept. Basically, I've just got three songs here from the annals of rock history.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the lyrics, and you guys have to guess what the song is.
Right.
And after last week's performance, because Rob just yelled out his name.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yes, if you know an answer, but you then waited about 10 or 20 seconds to think about what the bloody song was. You've got 5 seconds. If you yell out your name, you've got 5 seconds.
Paddy's been carrying this grudge with him all week.
Imagine playing Monopoly with that kid.
Just rage quit.
Oh.
All right, Emmy Mac. First song.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen
Paddy,
the toughest around. Oh,
Chumba Bumba, Tub Thumping.
So wrong. So wrong.
Please continue, Emmy.
Continue? All right. Is Paddy allowed to have another crack?
No. I now get a free swipe at it.
All right. Rob's got a free shot. I'm going to continue. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches and get to what's real. Ah, can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Ah, can't you see what I mean?
Oh.
Might as well jump.
Oh, yeah. Rub. Van Halen, jump.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You had to tell him the name of the song after question one. What's the scores there?
I don't know, Paddy. I feel like you're being a bit of a sore loser.
Thank you very much, Emmy Mac.
After question one, Palmer's on one.
Yes.
I'm going to have to keep tally this week because last time I forgot in all the chaos who was up. So
okay.
I've got a tally going.
I refer to your rage quit comment from earlier, Emmy. I would never play a board game with this man.
All right, let's move on, shall we? Song number two.
Yes.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. No silent prayer for faith departed. And I ain't going to be just a face in the crowd. You're going to hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life. It's now or
never.
Paddy. Oh!
Bon Jovi, it's my life.
No, you can't just say your name.
Bon Jovi, it's my life. Was that right?
That is right.
After
that
question
right,
two.
Paddy.
I was first.
You were not. You are the biggest cheat ever. Okay, so this is the decider.
I'm not playing this again.
We need a slow motion action replay.
But you know what's so hard is that, you know, I can hear this song and you hear the lyrics and you go, I know this, but you cannot for the life of you separate your news voice from the... Oh.
You're tormenting
us. I'm doing it to throw you off.
You're tormenting
us. Right. I could do a Bon Jovi impression if you wanted me to, but...
Oh, yes, yes,
no,
please.
No,
no, I couldn't.
Okay,
no.
Here's the decider.
All right, the decider. Ready?
Yes.
People wasting away in paradise, going backward once in a while, moving ahead, falling behind. What do you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe is true? Nothing they say makes a difference this way. Nothing they say will do. They take all the trouble that you can afford. At least you won't have time to be bored. At least you won't have time to be bored. Oh, the power and the passion.
Rob,
Rob got his in there.
Yes, The Power and the Passion, Midnight Oil.
Yes.
Oh, you have to tell him the name of the bloody song again. Oh. You are a loser.
Thank you very much. That's not what the scoreboard says, champion.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Paddy.
It is so hard to get.
Thank you yet again for coming in and doing Rock Headlines.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So I would have won that, really.
No, you didn't. You didn't even come close. Thank you, Emmy. I apologise for my friend.
We have been testing to see what it's like between French and Australian relations because we spoke yesterday to Bernard
from
L'Île de France, the restaurant at Terrigal, and he said there's no animosity because we reneged on that submarine deal.
He'll take anyone.
Yeah. So we thought we'd go one better.
Just to see.
Do the French hate us, really? And we've got your mate.
Manu.
Hello, Manu.
How are you, buddy?
Good, yourself?
Not too bad. Are you talking to us as Aussies after we reneged on that submarine deal, Manu?
No, that's it. I'm done. I'm going back to France. I've just had enough of you.
Yeah, a lot of us.
Was that directed at me or Robert?
No, it's probably you. He's seen what you do with a piece of steak on a barbecue.
Oh, actually...
I've been trying to teach you how to cook and for the last 20 years and you can't, so I'm done.
He's done.
The last time Manu was here, which was last year, he judged my rissoles being the best, Mr. Palmer.
He did prefer your rissoles.
Aesthetically, they didn't look as good as yours, but when it came to flavour,
that's right.
I won hands down, champion.
But this is about food, all right?
So, hey, hang on. Let's put it here. It was better. I didn't say it was good.
All right. Actually, okay, yeah. Tell Manu we're not talking to him now.
Fair enough. Our relationship with France has just gone down the toilet.
Oh, hey, mate, hey, Manu, also, how are you going after SAS? I wouldn't have done those things either. I would have got
over. Mate, what a tough bloody biscuit that was to chew.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know if you watched last night's episode, but I would have loved to get into the fist fight with someone just for a laugh. But just to watch it, it was absolutely crazy. You know, the girls bashing each other. Wow. Anyway, it was a great experience. I just thought I could have gone a little bit further, but I just realized that I had a better life at home than there.
Mate, I tell you what, to put yourself through that for 2 weeks and at the end of it, really, I mean, what comes out of it at the end? The satisfaction of being beaten senseless.
I think it's just a lot of ego for a lot of the people, and for men, I think it's just trying to prove, you know, it's the alpha male wanting to prove they're stronger and so on, and that's when I realized, I said, bloody hell, I don't have to prove anything. I want to go home.
Mate, yeah, exactly. Oh. You have a beautiful family, Manu. Sitting there.
I want to live a few more years. That's all I want to do.
Oh, I just go, nah. And pooping in those bloody outside dunnies and all that. Oh, that's not for me.
That's your day-to-day, Paddy Gerard.
That's one thing I'll remember for the rest of my life. I had a poop with Mr. Pooh on the first episode. Yeah,
Manu and the poo
on the first episode.
On the loo.
Oh, Manu. Hey, what's happening for the rest of the year, Manu, for you guys?
I don't know, mate. You know, the TV stuff is slowed down a bit, so I'm just waiting for a call. And then I've got the odd jobs here and there. I might just do a bit of radio with you guys, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
look, that's a great idea. We do need a French correspondent.
Oh, look, at any time, at any time. This, because I think there's going to be more to this submarine deal. So if you could just ring at any stage, right. That would be great.
Imagine working in there, cooking for the staff, for the crew in there. That would be terrible.
Oh, mate, you could be the next Steven Seagal. The chef on the ship. Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
That's it. We'll pitch that. You've now got SAS training, mate. You're halfway there.
Well, it is so good to find out that there are no hard feelings between Australians and the French over the submarine deal that has gone wrong. It is it's a pleasure to know that, Manu.
I wouldn't care at all.
All right, mate. Say lovey.
All right. Cheers, guys. Thanks for the chat.
We started this new comp yesterday. It's called Home Finals. Yeah. And what we're doing, we're giving you a chance to win a $100 food voucher to spend on NRL final night from the Toolies. And what you do, you spend, like, you give them a call, say, this is what I want to order, and you go and pick it up or get a food delivery service delivered to you,
yeah.
And you got your food for the NRL grand final. Brand new Toolies, fresh new vibe, family owned and operated at Arimba. And we're doing a thing called Home Finals.
Yeah, Home Finals. It's a new competition, and, well, I don't know, it's hard to sugarcoat this, but yesterday, the report card on yesterday's performance was a little, yesterday was a bit iffy, let's just say.
B minus, you're trying to say.
I'm just saying. You have a listen and determine for yourself.
Playing for Paddy Rob Palmer's Home Final, we got Chris from Gosford. G'day, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
G'day, Chris.
Are you there?
I don't know.
This would be awkward.
Lindy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Lindy's with us. All right. You might win this just by default.
I'm done.
I think we've lost Chris. Hang on. Just see if we can get Chris from Gosford back. Stay there, Lindy.
Okay.
I just see Chris. We'll see if we got Chris. Chris, we got you there, mate. No, I think he's gone.
Not too lack of trying.
He's a laying up from Chris.
All right, Lindy. You are a guaranteed winner before we start. This is amazing.
Hang on, we might get Chris back. We might get Chris back. Lindy.
Are you with us, Lindy?
Wait.
I've lost Lindy.
Lindy, have we got you there?
Oh, no. What about Chris?
Chris, we got you.
Is anyone there?
We have got something going on in our minds today. What we might do, we'll go to a commercial break.
A few minutes later.
Okay, we've got them both here. Yeah. Hello, Lindy.
Finally.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's like a reverse situation where they said, do not press this button. We had one that had to be pressed. Hey, last week we were talking about Jordan Mailata.
That big lad from Sydney, born, raised, the NFL star who played for the Philly Eagles. And we were speaking to Joe Fonzi from KTVU Channel 2 News about
it. Going to cover his game.
Yes.
He hadn't been able to get out and travel for God knows how long, but his first game was going to be after Jordan Mailata. And we've got him with us this morning. G'day, Joe Fonzi.
Good morning. I thought you guys were calling to see if I wanted to get in that contest for the Honda Civic.
The morning horn. We do the morning horn, Joe. He will give you a chance at it, Joe Fonzi. Make and model of that particular horn. We do it about 10 to 6. What would you say?
We should really give Joe the clues because, we have given clues.
Yeah, it begins with H, Joe. Begins with H, the letter H the make does. What do you think it is?
I'm going with a 1948 Hudson.
Yeah, okay.
Joe, yeah.
That's fair enough.
You are wrong.
I love Cars the movie.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, the Hudson
Hawk. Me too. Mate, listen, but you are yesterday for KTVU Channel 2 News. You were covering that big match between the Philly Eagles and also the 49ers. Mate, it was a 17-11 win to the 49ers. How did Big Jordan go, though?
You know, he played very well, and I kind of got him on my radar then after talking to you guys last week. And he played well. The Eagle offense played well. It was really kind of a slugfest. And the 49ers hung in there. They didn't play very well in the first half. They got just enough offense to win the game, and then their defense limited the Eagles in the second half. It was a very close game. 17-11 was the final score. And the Eagles actually had a chance at the end if they could have stopped the 49ers to get the ball back for a potential game-winning drive. But the Eagle defense couldn't stop the 49ers, and they ran out the clock, and 49ers are 2-0. But, here in Philadelphia, and I was paying attention as well, they gave him a great ovation. This was their first game post-COVID where they had a full house, and he's very popular here. So he was kind of on my radar after I talked to you guys, and it seems like they really like him here.
Mate, he's a big lad.
He is, in fact, and in fact, I'm gonna give a plug right now for my photographer Ryan Cecile, who this is his first mention on Australian radio. But we always travel together. We're headed back to the airport right now to head back to San Francisco. So we're saying goodbye to Philadelphia and heading to San Francisco. But first mention for Ryan on Australian radio.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, now also Tom Brady. He just keeps getting better with age.
Well, he's defying what you're supposed to be able to do at his age. We kind of thought last year that it would be kind of a passing of the baton in the Super Bowl, that Patrick Mahomes was the the new, young, upcoming quarterback in the NFL. And all Tom Brady did was go down and, you know, overshine him and win his seventh, which is unbelievable. He's actually been in 10, and he's won 7 Super Bowls. That's just unequaled anywhere in NFL football.
Is he, as he gets older, is he still taking massive knocks, or has he just got a team around him that it blocks him so well that he's able to have that time, or is it a lot to do with just him?
You know, it's a combination, I think. He takes great care of himself. He is a competitor of all competitors. You know, if he's playing checkers with his son, probably he doesn't want to lose. You know, he's probably playing.
What a dad.
And then the experience of being in the league all the years that he has, it's just a combination of all those things. And he's been able to stay largely healthy. And he really is like nobody else has ever played that position in the NFL.
Rob does believe if you've won 8, yeah, you've really got to win 9 Super Bowls to be anyone. He has a big yardstick, a big benchmark. He's a very tough competitor, is our very own Rob Palmer here,
yeah,
Joe.
Well, you know, talk to us when he's.
Well, I'll remember that. I'll remember that Rob sets the bar really high when I talk to you guys next time, so he doesn't give me credit for much.
That's right.
All right, mate.
Brady Schmady. Well, I still think of the Brady Bunch when I hear his name.
All right, mate. Listen, we're having a next couple of weeks off, even though we can't do anything because we're still in lockdown. But we're off from next Monday, so in a couple of weeks' time, we'll give you a call back. And to you, Joe Fonzie, and to cameraman Ryan, thank you for taking part on our show this morning, mate.
Good work, boys.
Always great talking to you guys. I'm going for 1928 Model A next time. See if okay. I get the horn right.
All right, we'll register that now.
Joe Fonzie from KTVU Channel 2 News. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Take care, guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
We've encouraged businesses to go to triplem.com.au and register.
Let us know who you are.
Yeah.
What you do.
Uh-huh.
And we just thought, you know what we'll do? We'll build a free ad.
That's what we're doing. And we have got this morning Gemma from G-Force Pole and Fitness. G'day, Gem.
Gemma.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Dude, now tell us a little bit about your business, G-Force Pole and Fitness.
So we're a fitness studio that focuses on aerial fitness. So originally I started back in my friend's garage in 2012, and since then I've grown the studio. And now we've got 2 locations, one at West Gosford and one at Cameron Park. We have a range of classes for, you know, all sort of shapes and sizes, ranging from the age of sort of 4 years old to 64. So very versatile.
Wow. So still the door's open for Paddy.
It is, yeah.
Is there a weight limit before we...
No.
You get on the... Like, there's special poles. Paddy's allowed on the red poles.
They won't break.
Yeah, that's right.
And the thing is...
Like, it's become hugely popular, yeah. Gemma. In the last 5 to 10 years, pole dancing or pole fitness has taken off.
It has. Yeah, it is. I think because anyone can do it, like I said, it's not the same old... you know, in boring stuff that you do at the gym, no offense to gyms, but it's fun. You can have a laugh with other like-minded people. It's really empowering. You get strong, fit, flexible, and you don't even know that you're doing it half the time. You're just there having fun with a bunch of girls or guys, and it's just so empowering, I guess.
Are you guys open now, or is it
because
of COVID, the situation, lockdown, you won't? But as soon as lockdown's over, you'll be up and running?
I remember my wife having a go at a pole class with a few girlfriends of hers. They would come back. They're just laughing. You know, they'd come back and have a great time. She said it was the best thing ever. I remember going to a mate's birthday party, or one of my son's friend's birthday parties. He was 3 years old. This kid, his mum was on a pole in the lounge room when we turned up to pick him up.
Well,
that doesn't surprise me.
Well, Gemma from G-Force Pole and Fitness, we've got our heads together and we've come up with a commercial for you. Have a listen.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We'll ask you after. And we'll see how this goes for you. And let's roll it.
Oh, Sister Tia Maria, I must be telling you something.
Oh, Sister Augustine of Hippo, you should be telling me or not be in the confession with Father O'Reilly.
Are you Irish or Italian, Sister?
I don't know.
I'll tell you first and then you let me know.
Sister Augustine, I'm all ears and all rump. But that's another story.
Sister Tia, I have been sliding up and down.
Oh, bless me, Father.
I have been sliding up and down 2 to 3 nights a week.
Heaven, holy Moses.
Sister Tia Maria, it is so addictive. I love it, and I want to do it 5 times a week.
Oh, glory be, you must be telling Father O'Reilly this in confession.
What? Telling him I've started G-Force Pole and Fitness. He's at the damn lessons as well.
No matter what profession, age, or fitness ability, G-Force Pole and Fitness offers a variety of classes in pole fitness, aerial skills, dance, and flexibility. GforcePoleandFitness.com.au. You'll find it heavenly.
There you go, Gem.
Fabulous.
All right. So, we hope that gets you a bit of business.
Yeah.
Right. I love it.
All right. Nice one, Jen. How are classes at the moment? Are you allowed to have people in?
No, we're completely shut at the moment. So we're just doing everything online at the moment, which is a struggle getting people, you know, motivated because people rely so much on face-to-face interaction with our classes.
For sure.
We're just doing what we can online, and I'm grateful for all of the students that are jumping on and supporting while we're still trying to pay the rents and all the outgoings and stuff like that.
Yeah, and when we get open, make sure, go search G-Force Pole and Fitness and you'll just be going from strength. The strength.
You will.
Yeah. Thank you, Jem.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.
No worries. And if you want to build my out of your Central Coast business, simple thing to do.
Central Coast.
Go to
triplem.com.au.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, if you were able to bring a dinosaur back to life.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you just go through the list. What would you pick? Oh. I mean, you could do a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah.
Dangerous, though.
Oh, you'd have to. What about a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that. It sounds just like
They sounded very similar in the wild. The
Tyrannosaurus Rex and the saber-toothed tiger.
Yes, they did, Robert.
Neither of those are coming back.
No.
Because it's time to bring back the woolly mammoth.
The woolly mammoth.
Sounds just like an elephant.
It and looks just like an elephant.
Very similar.
Just with a bomber jacket on.
That's right. So the company called Colossal have got hands on $15 million to fund or combat extinction. And basically they've got your woolly mammoth that hasn't roamed our planet for around 10,000 years because of, you know, ancestors hunting them extensively. They were hunted pretty savagely.
You should come to the pub on Thursday where I am.
Jeez,
I tell you what, you'll see some of them then.
Changes the world's climate. That hurt them.
Yeah.
But they're planning now to start editing the DNA of elephants, who are a relative of the mammoth, to more closely resemble the prehistoric precursor. I've just read that. After that, they're going to create embryos of mammoth-like elephants.
So, therefore, very soon we'll be able
within
to see
a few years
ice age, but in real life.
It'll be ice age in real life without there the saber-toothed tiger.
I'm glad we've got these sound effects because we can use them for my news story.
Well, reckon in a few years they're going to release hundreds of mammoths into the wild.
When they finally...
Well, no, they're just going to change the DNA of existing elephants. There is an ethical question, though.
What is it?
Well, elephants are very smart, self-aware, emotionally complex creatures. And it might be not quite cool to change an elephant.
There you go.
Without saying, hey, elephant, can I change you? And have him saying back to you, no worries. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.